really any given night, you know, depending on the night, you know, somebody can be beat, whether that's the best team at the top or where it's the team at the bottom.
What's up, EuroLeague fans? Welcome back to another episode of A Quarter with Kyle Hine. Today, we have a very special guest, you know, a veteran in the basketball world, but kind of, I guess you can say, a true beginner or almost a rookie in EuroLeague. That's from Olympiacos, Isaiah Cannon. Isaiah, what's up, man? How's everything?
Man, what's up, Kyle, man? I appreciate you having me on, and really looking forward to it.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you taking the time. Now, first off, man, like I said, I mean, you're a veteran. You know, you're a veteran, you know, that's been in the NBA, you know, for some years. But, you know, this is, you know, last year, your season kind of got caught, cut in half a little bit, your first EuroLeague season. So now this will be your first full EuroLeague season. So, you know, what is your early impression about EuroLeague as a whole?
You know, this is definitely, you know, the second best league, you know, now that I'm a part of it. And it's a lot of great, you know, a lot of great talent over here, a lot of guys that I knew before, and a lot of guys that I'm just now, you know, finding out about. And it's a good league, you know, very competitive. And it's a lot of great teams. You know, last year would have been, you know, my first season in EuroLeague. You know, I was learning a lot of guys, learning a lot of teams. You know, first full season this year, you know, the war happened last year to where it got cut short. And this would be my first full season here. And, you know, this year, you know, EuroLeague did a great job of building a lot of good teams. You know, it's a lot of good teams out there this season.
Absolutely.
And, you know, at any, really any given night, you know, depending on the night, you know, somebody can be beat, whether that's the best team at the top or where it's the team at the bottom. You know, it's every night, you know, if you don't come, you know, with the right mindset, you know, you can be beaten. Then that just goes to show how good this league is.
Yeah, that's my favorite part too, the competitiveness. Like you said, every game matters. That's what, you know, EuroLeague says. You know, like you said, you can play one night where, you know, you're playing the top team, or one night you're playing the bottom team, you know, and still you got to live the same type of passion, the same type of enthusiasm, the same type of focus.
Yep, for sure.
For sure. Now, how have you, now many players, you know, that come from abroad and have spent, you know, multiple years in the NBA, you know, usually struggle their first years out, you know, coming overseas. But you, you know, playing in EuroLeague, I mean, you have fared quite well. You know, you've been one of the go-to players out last year, even at Unix, and now this year, you know, playing with Olympiacos. So what has the adjustment been like for you on the court?
You know, on the court is, I mean, I had my share of, you know, ups and downs too. You know, just learning the spacing of this.
Yeah.
You know, EuroLeague compared to the NBA. You know, it's not as much, you know, ISO basketball, you know, depending on the team that you want. And it's, you know, it's very systematic. You know, I feel like every team has a system, and, you know, every team as a whole try to build their team, you know, based off that system and try to get those type of players. And my competitiveness really is kind of got me over that, you know, phase of struggling and going through those type of things. You know, I just try to, you know, just go out there and play, you know, the way that I knew how to play. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have, you know, my first year with a coach that allowed me to play through my mistakes to where I can learn. You know, I can learn a lot faster than, you know, just sitting and watching. And, you know, that kind of helped me, you know, kind of jump the curve and speed up my process of learning the EuroLeague game compared to, you know, the NBA game. You know, I still learn. Every game is a learning experience for me. You know, it's a lot of teams that I haven't got a chance to play against, and, you know, it's a lot of countries that I haven't been to either. And, you know, every game is a learning curve for me, and I just try to, you know, learn from my teammates too. You know, I ask questions because I am on a, you know, I am on the court a lot, you know, in moments where it matters. And I just try to ask, you know, even if I don't know, I'm not afraid to, you know, just ask a question, you know, and that kind of has helped me along the way. And I've been blessed to be able to be in good, you know, teams, good situations to kind of, you know, help as well.
Definitely. Now, I played for Olympiacos for 2 years, many years ago. But
the OG, yeah, for sure. The OG.
fact. But I understand how special that place is. I understand how special that culture is. So, you know, tell me or tell the audience more about like the Olympiacos culture. You know, everybody sees like the pregame before you guys come in and, you know, you guys are jumping around or just like the atmosphere in the locker room. Like, you know, guys really, you know, really respect or really enjoy being there, really enjoy each other. So talk about like that special culture that, you know, that is Olympiacos basketball.
Man, it's, you know, as you said, you was here a few years ago and, you know, the tradition and the passion that these, you know, I could just start with the fans, you know, the fans, you know, they really support their team, you know, they're really engaged in the team, you know, they follow every single thing that the team does, you know, and that carries over to the core for us in the organization. You know, they try to, you know, want to be one of the best, you know, teams every year. You know, they want to compete and try to win EuroLeague championships every, you know, every year that they can. And, you know, that just builds a culture of, you know, good basketball tradition, you know, playing the right way, you know, building the team, you know, based off of good characters, you know, passionate players. And that, you know, that kind of motivates us, you know, each game that we, you know, got this, all these people, all these, you know, fans behind us, you know, that want to feel well, that want to see us go out there and compete and play at a high level, you know, and they let us know when we're not, you know,
when we're not doing our best,
you know, not at least showing that we're fighting, you know, they let us know. And it's a different style of basketball too. You know, it's not your ordinary, you know, style of basketball where you just, you know, I could just use Surtees, for example, where you have, you know, some games, a lot of Americans out there on the court at one time. You know, this team ain't really, you know, based off of that. You know, they use and try to utilize, you know, the whole team in the best way.
Everybody,
you know, everybody gets some type of a share on this team.
Now, I want to talk about off the court before we wrap up again to our quick tip questions. Right. But I live in Athens, Greece, and I mean, it's probably one of the, you know, best cities to live in the world. Has Kostas Savvoukas or Pop, if they take you around to get some souvlaki or some soccer or so, you know, so how's your Greek culture, man? How are you enjoying living in Greece so far?
Man, you know what? The weather here is amazing. You know, I still to walk outside, you know, some days and have on shorts and short sleeve shirt, you know. So coming from Russia, you know, that was the biggest biggest adjustment, you know, off the court for me that I liked. And Slugas and Pop, you know, them guys told me a lot about those type of traditional foods that you can go get. But we, you know, they all got families and everything, you know, we so busy throughout the year. We haven't just, you know, single-handedly went and sat down and at some of those places, but I heard a lot about them. And, you know, I'm still learning this city as the season is going on. But, those two dishes that you just said, you know, that's a big time, Greek, style food that, you know, is very good.
I'm about to get on Pop, man. I'm about to call him out. Like, don't take my man Isaiah to get some souvlaki or something.
Man, they go get up there. And they definitely out on some of the spots, but they definitely told me about a lot of good spots that I went to, especially down in Glyfada where I stay at. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants down this way. And I'm a big person of the sea. And, you know, I live close to the sea. And That's
place.
Be waking up this morning. So it's definitely a good city. You know, I've only been able to be in a couple cities in Europe, and this is, you know, by far one of the best ones outside of Istanbul. And you know, Kazan wasn't a bad city as well. You know, that was just as cold as I was up there. But you know, a lot of people.
Different.
It's definitely different up there in Russia, but I had a good time.
Now we're going to get into our clutch time quick questions. So I got a couple questions for you. What is your go-to pregame song?
Go-to pregame song right now is I have a little bit of NBA YoungBoy and that new Drake album.
Okay.
On repeat.
Okay. What is your go-to pregame meal?
Go-to pregame meal is what the team gives us. There's nothing around it. So it got to be a pasta and some salmon.
I already know. I know he ain't messing around. I know he's very. I already know. What is something that is there something that you keep in your locker that's special to you?
You know, I just for the most part, I just keep my family. You know, before I go out, before every game, you know, I pray, make sure my family's in good health. Pray that my team, you know, and myself go out and play as hard, as tough as we can, and come out with no injuries. And you know, I just say a quick prayer before I go out there. You know, making sure my family and making sure everybody I'm going to war with is protected.
Definitely, that's most important. The last question: I know your elite career has been short, but I mean, you've already had, you know, a bunch of highlights. So far in your elite career, what has been your favorite highlight that you've done?
My favorite highlight, and you may laugh, but I'm sure everybody knew about this one. It was, you know, in Barcelona. You know, that probably was my biggest, you know, as far as outside of scoring, you know, just the impact on the game to where, you know, everybody, you know, so, and I mean, we lost that game, but, you know, if I go back, I would never change, you know, things I did. And, you know, I play with that type of passion as well. And those type things, when the fans are involved, you know, those are the type of things get me motivated to play. And it's never nothing personal. It's all just about the game for me. So that'll probably be my biggest highlight.
It's all part of the sport, man. Well, I appreciate you stepping in the corner with me, taking the time, man. You know, I wish you best of luck, you know, throughout the rest of the year of the season. Wishing health, your family health. And I'm sure we'll be seeing each other very soon.
Nah, for sure. You too. Wish y'all all the best. And we're about to come up there soon. We should grab dinner for sure.
Yeah, but definitely, man. I'll show you around Milan.
Yeah.
Thank you, EuroLeague fans, for checking out A Quarter with Kyle Hines. Check out very soon for more episodes coming very soon. Thank you.